Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome in, Wisconsin. It is the Bill Michaels Show here on a Monday. Radio Joe Zanzola with you. Hopefully you guys had a good weekend. No Bill, though. If you're wondering where Bill is, if you haven't heard, he's on vacation all week. And it's much deserved. Believe me, Bill just chilling out down in Indiana. He'll be back next week as really we are, 10 days away from Packers training camp? Hard to believe. It is just hard to believe, but it's going to be a busy couple of weeks. Not only talking about the Packers, but of course talking about your Milwaukee Brewers. Anthony Mandela is producing. He's in my spot today. And Toby's on the other side of the glass. He's taking your calls, 855-830-8648. On the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag hockey talk line, or Mill hockey talk line. And don't forget, you can also follow us on Twitter. You can follow Bill at Bill underscore Michaels. I'm at Radio Joe Sports. Anthony, what's your Twitter handle, dude?
It's real easy. It's my name.
Oh.
At Anthony Mandela.
Oh,
two L's.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Oh.
One of those lucky guys whose name was actually open.
How about that? Not related to Nelson Mandela, right?
Not as far as I know, but I can think of worse relatives to have.
Okay. It's a good man, Nelson Mandela. Good man. All right. Yeah. So give Anthony a follow. I know he needs some followers. Give him some love. He's a good dude, and he's in my spot today. I'm in Bill's seat today. No pressure at all. But last hour, we were talking about the Milwaukee Brewers, and we're going to continue on taking your reaction to it. We were talking about the bullpen, and maybe we just need to accept the fact that this bullpen stinks and that there aren't many options to go with. My suggestions would be in the short term, while the Brewers continue to look for pitching on the trade market, I think the Brewers should give Alex Wilson another chance. He's been pitching very well at AAA. You saw the Brewers the other day call up Jay Jackson again. He pitched very well yesterday, two innings scoreless with four strikeouts. That was encouraging. But the Corbin Burnes experiment needs to end. Corbin Burnes belongs in AAA. They cannot use him out of the bullpen anymore. He is a liability. This is the worst possible case with Corbin Burnes going into the season. There has been no promise at all. At all. Rotation was bad. They send him down. They call him back up. They put him in the bullpen. That hasn't been good. They sent him back down again, try to have him start games, and then they called him right back up again. And yesterday, he blew it for the Brewers. He blew the game for the Brewers. Craig Counsell trying to go to the bullpen earlier, which might be a mistake, and Corbin Burnes can't get the job done. So if I'm looking at short-term fixes, one of which Alex Wilson should be up here for the Brewers, find a way to get him back on the 40-man roster. Send Corbin Burnes down. Let him work on his stuff in AAA. And then maybe you try and experiment here. After Adrian Hauser pitches and starts again, if it's not a good start, I think Adrian Hauser should go back to the bullpen. His numbers out of the bullpen have been dynamite. And at least that might nurse things a little bit in the short term. And then how do you fill that starting rotation spot? Well, the Brewers have taken a couple of flyers on two guys. They've taken a flyer on Shelby Miller, who does need some work in AAA, and they also brought in Drew Smyly. Now, Drew Smyly, for those that don't know, missed nearly three seasons with major shoulder surgery. Don't know if any of you guys knew that. But when Drew Smyly was pitching, he was pitching well. He got off to a really bad start with the Tampa Bay Rays this year. They cut him. Brewers picked him up, and he has pitched a couple of outings down for the Missions. And it actually has been good. Maybe the Brewers take a flyer on Drew Smyly. But again, you're going to have to put him on the 40-man roster, so you're going to have to do some roster manipulation, and some guys might be without jobs. But right now, desperate times come desperate measures. There was a report that just came out here in the last hour that Robert Murray of The Athletic says that the Brewers are definitely looking into Will Smith. They are in talks with the Giants. They are scouting each other's teams. So that's encouraging. It will feel a little bit better if the Brewers can actually land Will Smith. But this is the thing we're talking about. Buyers or sellers? Some people gave us a lot of grief last week when we brought this up on the show. If you would be open to the idea of selling. Well, now that idea doesn't sound all that crazy because you can't. The Brewers are struggling to beat lesser teams. They're letting teams like the Giants and the Padres and the Reds and the Pirates all back into this. And now with the National League and the wild card race as jumbled up as it is, there's really only two teams in the National League that are true sellers. Beyond that, everyone else has a chance. So we're trying to figure out whether or not this Brewers team can right the ship. We're trying to figure out if this Brewers team can plug some holes. If the bullpen is this bad, you know you're going to have to add at least two or three arms to make it better. I just think putting Adrian Hauser back in there might make things a little bit better in the short term. But you're still going to have to land two really good pitchers to back up Josh Hader. We know the rotation is going to need some guys. And look, guys, I'm not ready to give up on the season. I'm not ready to say that I'm in the done club. They're right there. It doesn't help that the Chicago Cubs swept the Pirates over the weekend. That doesn't help. You're now 2.5 games back. But the division is still there for the taking. You can still get this done. And that's why I'm having a hard time forfeiting this season and getting rid of guys like Grandal and Moustakas. I can't do it. I feel like this team has underachieved for the last couple of months, and they could be playing a whole lot better. That starts with the offense. I've said this since the start of the year. I feel like I've been beating people over the head with it. The offense does have to carry this team, at least until the deadline, because after Corey Knebel got hurt, there was no way the Brewers could fill that. There is no way the Brewers could have found another pitcher like Corey Knebel that could just plug him in and everything's fine. Let's go win a World Series. They weren't betting on that. They weren't expecting that. So the Corey Knebel injury threw everything off. And Jeremy Jeffress was rehabbing there for the first few weeks to start the season. And a lot of people had doubt as to whether or not Jeremy Jeffress would be the same electric dude that he was last year. So we knew the bullpen was going to have some issues. And the rotation certainly has underachieved. Outside of Brandon Woodruff and Zach Davies, a lot of these other guys have underachieved. Chacín is starting to find it again. He pitched well yesterday. Not great, but he pitched well. But I've said that this offense has to carry the Milwaukee Brewers. This offense needs to score. And if you go around the diamond, literally, let's go around the diamond, shall we? First base, Eric Thames, Jesus Aguilar. Eric Thames has had a pretty good year. I'd say a bounce back year. Jesus Aguilar is starting to find it again at the plate. Those numbers are up. I mean, what is he hitting these days over the last month? It's got to be like
357.
357?
And he's hitting over 500 in the past week.
Ooh. And I think he's got, three or four home runs in there?
Four, yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
The Zeus is loose.
So first base is good. Let's go over to second base. Keston here is doing just fine now, isn't he? I think we can all agree Keston Hira is the better option over Travis Shaw, and I think it'll stay that way. Keston Hira was raking over the weekend. And some people are starting to have doubts about him. It's like, okay, they called him up and he's not doing anything. Well, he had a little rough patch, but Keston Hira has figured it out again, and he's hitting the ball all over the place. Home runs, doubles, every field, he's the man can hit. You see that on Twitter. The man can hit. The man can slide, too. Some crazy slide play he had on Saturday night. So second base, I think, is fine for right now. Let's go over to third base. Mike Moustakas, all-star. That's fine. Okay. Let's go to the outfield. Lorenzo Cain has underachieved. We all know this. The Brewers are not going to make a trade at the deadline to find a center fielder that's going to fill Lorenzo Cain. The fact of the matter is the Brewers are stuck with Lorenzo Cain, and the only thing you can hope and pray for is that Lorenzo Cain plays better baseball. He is hitting the ball a little bit better. But you know you're not going to replace Lorenzo Cain. That's not going to happen. So Lorenzo Cain has to stay where he is. The MVP's in right field. Let's move on. The left field situation with Ryan Braun, I think Ryan Braun, for all that it's worth, I think the numbers that you see out of Braun right now are good. I'll take it. I'll take it from an aging vet. I'll take it from a guy that's had to battle injury. And they were talking about this yesterday on Fox Sports Wisconsin. He's reinvented his swing a little bit. He hasn't done that his entire career. I'm okay with Ryan Braun in left. Maybe there can be an upgrade there, but the thing is, your fourth outfielder, and it's been the same four outfielders all season, Ben Gamble has been clutch. Ben Gamble's played great defense. I got no regrets about that Domingo Santana trade. Ben Gamble has worked out for these guys, and he had the game-winning hit on Saturday. He's producing. When he gets his opportunities, he's producing. So the outfield, I think, is fine. Let's go to catcher. Yasmani Grandal. All-star. Manny Pena. Maybe the Brewers can upgrade with a backup catcher, but Manny Pena has good chemistry with a lot of these pitchers. And we've seen a lot of these pitchers pitch better when Manny Pena's behind the dish. So I think catcher's okay. The issue, if we're talking about the offense carrying the Milwaukee Brewers here in the next two weeks here, if this bullpen continues to suck, and the pitchers, the starting pitchers, are trying to do everything they can to put the Brewers in the best situation possible to win, this offense has to step it up, and they've underachieved. It's time to overachieve. The shortstop position is the position that I just don't understand. And we're going to talk about this on the other side, because I've got some numbers that point to Orlando Arcia, and they're very frightening numbers. And I don't know about you guys, but we need to start thinking about whether or not Orlando Arcia should be the shortstop of the future for the Milwaukee Brewers. I think that discussion needs to be had. Because if you're looking to improve anywhere in this lineup, because I think we can all agree, we like everyone that's out there, right? Except for shortstop. Shortstop, there is a hole there. Let's talk about the options. Let's talk about the numbers. And let's try to talk about the solutions here with shortstop. Because I don't know about you guys. I don't know how you're feeling about Orlando Arcia. I don't know how you guys are feeling about him. You think he's the shortstop of the future? I've got some numbers I want to share. We'll do that coming up next. 855-830-8648 on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag MillHockeyTalkLine. I'm Radio Joe Zanzola. I'm in for Bill today. This is the Bill Michaels Show.
This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends that bring you our Fisher House Wisconsin ride, the Big Units Poker Ride, which is taking place Sunday, September 1st, presented by Bud Light and presented by our good friends at Concordia University and the Veterans Affairs Department. Go to BillMichaelsSports.com and go to the events page. You can get registered right then and there. Help those in the military that help us. That's the least we can do, right? And it's also brought to you by our friends at the Four Seasons Resort in Pembine, Wisconsin. Go to the4seasonswi.com. Also, Epoxy Flooring Done Right.com, where they carry a lifetime warranty, polyurea coatings, and they'll even paint your room for free. Go to Epoxy Flooring Done Right, and our friends at Stoley's Hog Alley out in Oconomowoc, a great place to get a beer and get some beverages and get yourself some food. Go out and tell them we said hi. Go to Stoley'sHogAlley.com.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin and beyond the borders. They have a 98% success rate, all but guaranteeing the fact that they can fix you, help you with your problem. And if you're feeling moody or sluggish or run down, no stamina, no energy, they can help you out there as well. Just stop in and get your numbers checked for low T. It takes about 10-15 minutes. And they can help you out almost right then and there, right on the spot, at least set you up with a program. And if you're looking down right now and you're thinking, man, I need to lose a few pounds or jumpstart the new health and wellness system, that's the way to do it. Go to New Mail Medical. Call the medical experts over at New Mail Medical Center, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451.
Bill Michaels' show continues on a Monday. Radio Joe with you. Thanks for listening, Wisconsin, wherever you may be. Definitely feels like summer out there, doesn't it? It's going to be hot this week. I think throughout the entire state. 90s? I heard by the end of the week in southeastern Wisconsin, it's supposed to be close to 100. Woo-hoo-hoo! Well, you guys wanted summer. You got it. It's about time here in mid-July. Hard to believe we're already halfway through the month. Summer's going by fast. Getting your thoughts on the Milwaukee Brewers, and it just feels like there's doom and gloom with this team, doesn't it? 855-830-8648. Getting your thoughts on needs, the bullpen, and something we're going to talk about here in just a second, the shortstop position, and whether or not you guys feel good about Orlando Arcia as the shortstop of the future for this team, because I got some numbers, and it doesn't look promising with Arcia. And we have to look at options as to whether or not it can be addressed, or, like the bullpen, the Brewers are just going to have to deal with Arcia. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Charlie in Oshkosh. Charlie, you're next up on the Bill Michaels Show.
Hey, Radio Joe. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
It's kind of sad. The pitching, I feel, has not really been set all year. I mean, Canebo is out in spring training. They never really replaced him. I like Hader better as you're floating, you know, seventh inning, eighth inning, the key part of the game, rather than two innings, you know, almost once a week sometimes. And then they went with the three young guys in the starting rotation. One, I thought if one hits, that's great. Two, maybe, but three was asking an awful lot. And with, it was on your show earlier, or on your station, it'd be different if the Brewers are one key player away, but they're almost three or four. They need a couple bullpen guys. I mean, the question at short's a great question. Another veteran infielder. So, I mean, if you time this right, I know it's not easy, but I can't see Grandal re-signing. Moustakas, maybe, but they got a big decision coming up very soon. And I'll let you go, but Arcia is young enough and still some potential. He could be a trade piece. Take care.
Yep, thanks, Charlie. Yeah, let's talk about Orlando Arcia. So, first of all, with Orlando Arcia's contract situation, he's going to hit arbitration for the first time at the end of this season. So he will get a nice pay bump. How much of a pay raise? I have no idea. If you look at the numbers for Orlando Arcia this season, if this is what it holds to be, he's probably not going to get that much of a pay raise. Maybe $2, $3 million, somewhere in there. He'll be a millionaire. He's already a millionaire, but he'll be a true millionaire once he goes through this first arbitration period. But that's the thing. The Brewers are trying to determine how much money they want to spend and figure out whether or not they want to try and bring back Mike Moustakas or Yasmani Grandal, which will be a tall task. Orlando Arcia is someone they have to think about long and hard. I found it to be very fascinating a couple weeks ago when, you know, we were all, you know, clamoring the Brewers to call up Keston Hira again, remember? And, you know, the whole thing was Keston Hira for Travis Shaw. Let's make that swap and move on. Well, what the Brewers did, not only that, they also went out and called up Tyler Saladino, who's hitting the ball very well at AAA. And the second Tyler Saladino came to Milwaukee, they put him in the lineup. They put him in the lineup twice in that weekend. And that was a little glaring to me. They put Tyler Saladino at shortstop because they weren't all that pleased with Orlando Arcia. Not just his offense, but also his defense. Orlando Arcia this season has 11 errors. Now, for a guy that is, I mean, you watch him. He's very athletic. Very talented. He's made some really cool plays over the last couple of years. But this season, he's made more mistakes than not. And when you're talking about a player that doesn't have that great of a bat, well, hopefully the defense can make up for it. Well, that certainly hasn't been the case. 11 errors? Really? So when the Brewers made that decision to put Saladino in more situations, I thought that was a little bit of a red flag. Let me throw something else at you with Orlando Arcia. Remember a month ago when Orlando Arcia went out and had that two-home run game against the Pirates? It was a Saturday game. I was on my couch watching it. It's a back-and-forth game. And Arcia was just hitting these moonshots to center. I'm saying to myself, where did he get this power from? Since when is Orlando Arcia a power hitter? Well, at the time, Orlando Arcia had reinvented his swing a little bit. What I was seeing in Orlando Arcia was he was more patient. He was working counts. And when he found himself in situations where he was down in the count, he was fighting off pitches. And he was just finding a way to get the ball, the bat on the ball, and a lot of times taking the ball opposite field just to get on base. He seemed to be loading up more in his swing. There was just a collection of things that told me that maybe Orlando Arcia was going to be a different player offensively. And for a while there, he was hitting the ball really well. In fact, if you go back from the start of the season to the night where he had that two home run game, Arcia was hitting .264 and his OPS was .740. And for Orlando Arcia, that's pretty good. I'll take that any day of the week. And we remember, too, how well Orlando Arcia played in the postseason last year. But then after that two-home run game, the numbers free fell. Since June 2nd, this is the day after Orlando Arcia had that two-home run night in Pittsburgh, where this power just came out. Arcia is batting .171. He's got a .212 on base, .324 slugging. And for those of you sabermetric nuts out there, there's a statistic called weighted runs created plus, which is the value of a player offensively, which not only factors in all their hits, the quality of hits, but it also factors in the ballparks that they play in. His weighted runs created plus was a 30. And for those of you that don't know what the hell I'm talking about, 100 is average in Major League Baseball. Orlando Arcia, over a month, has been hitting 70% below the league average with hitters. That's bad. That's really bad. So when you factor in defense and errors, and you factor in this latest stretch of just bad hitting for Arcia, that presents a problem. I feel like since he found this power, he's now been trying too hard to hit home runs. You notice this? You notice he's been swinging out of his shoes more? Whatever happened to the patience that he had at the plate? Where did that go? It's like, you know what it reminds me of? You guys go golfing, right? You ever get to the tee box and you're ready to tee off and you know you're not that good of a golfer? I know I'm not that good of a golfer. But you ever have that moment where you're on the tee and you hit your tee shot and you're like, whoa, look how far that went. Did you see that shot? Man, I just split the fairway. That thing went 280. Whoa. And then you get to the next hole and you do it again. And then all of a sudden you're thinking, oh my God, I think I found it. Look what I can do. I can actually hit the ball that far. So then you do it again. Same result. Then you get to the next hole and you duff it. And then you get to the next hole and you duff it again. And then you get to the next hole and you duff it again. And then you're scratching your head going, well, wait a minute. Where did the power go? I know what I can do. I feel like that's what's happening to Orlando Arcia at the plate. He found this power and now he's trying everything he can to just keep swinging hard and keep trying to find a way to hit home runs. Yeah, his home run numbers are up, but that's not really who Orlando Arcia is. What's really annoying is I want that shortstop position upgraded. If we're talking about the Milwaukee Brewers being buyers, okay, let's put away the selling talk. Let's just put it off to the side here for a second. if we're talking about the Milwaukee Brewers being buyers here before the trade deadline, if they can find some way to bounce back here against the Atlanta Braves, good luck with that. But if they can find a way, I think that shortstop position really needs to be examined closely. Because here are your options. You can either roll with Orlando Arcia, hope that his patience at the plate gets better, or you can roll with Tyler Saladino, who has been bad, really bad. In fact, I was a little surprised that the Brewers sent Mauricio Dubon back down and kept Tyler Saladino here. Again, we talk about trust with Craig Counsell. He likes to trust his guys and sometimes overtrust. Counsell believes that there has not been a large enough sample size with Tyler Saladino. That's fine. But Mauricio Dubon has a hell of a lot of upside. So are they just trying to keep him down there because they might have to use him as a trade piece? So you've got Arcia at short. You could go with Tyler Saladino at short. You could try Mauricio Dubon at short. Or you could try and hit the trade market with someone. We'll talk about that on the other side. Because the thing is, I've been looking at shortstops, some of the top shortstops in baseball. Most of these guys are on contending teams. There aren't many shortstops the Brewers can choose from to maybe bolster that spot. There's one guy I think might make a difference, but beyond that, maybe you're stuck with Orlando Arcia. I just want to know how you guys feel about him. 855-830-8648. Is Orlando Arcia part of the future here, the Milwaukee Brewers? Or do you think maybe the Brewers can find someone better? Is it within their farm system or maybe via trade? We'll talk more about that. I'm Radio Joe Zanzola. You're listening to The Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border, The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Peace up. A-Town. Yeah.
This portion of the program brought to you by our friends, Quick Trip and Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery. The cigar dinners, they're heading all over the state, and we're coming up fast on the one in Wausau. If it hasn't sold out already, it will. It sold out once, then they open up some more tickets. It'll sell out again July 31st. We're going to be at the bar in Rothschild up near Wausau for the cigar event. Also, get your tickets now for Ironwood Golf Course in Sussex, Wisconsin. That event is fast approaching on August 5th. Then there's going to be our dinner in Chippewa Falls at Loopy's High Shore Supper Club. That's August 15th. You can find all the dates, all the locations, and all the information and get your tickets by going to tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com. That's tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com.
Welcome back to the Bill Michaels Show. Radio Joe Zanzola with you. Don't forget, you can always download the radio.com app. Just find the Bill Michaels Show, favorite it. And you can listen to it wherever you may be. If you're not able to get it in your car, I know a lot of you are at work right now, starting off your week. But the radio.com app, that is the place to be. We're asking you guys, how are you feeling about Orlando Arcia? Whether or not he should be the shortstop of the future for this team. You know, when it comes to trades, and let's just assume that the Brewers do are buyers. Let's just assume that this happens. Let's assume that things will get a little bit better here. I know it doesn't feel that way right now. It feels like this Brewers team might be better off selling. Maybe they should. But let's try to focus on a buyer's mindset. If the Brewers are doing this, wouldn't you think they might have to upgrade the shortstop position? Because Orlando Arcia, offensively and defensively, is not really getting it done right now. And Tyler Saladino, when he fills in for Arcia, he's not getting it done. I mean, Arcia right now in his last four games is 0 for 12. That ain't good. And I've also looked at some of his other splits when it comes to where he is in the count. Orlando Arcia, if he's ahead in a count, like say he's ahead 3-0, Orlando Arcia is batting 400. When he's facing a 3-1 count, he's 316. When he's up 2-0, he's 345. Even when he's 1-0, 252, okay. When he gets behind an account, though, Orlando Arcia, say he's 2-2 in the count, he's 229. When he's 1-1 in the count, he's 183. He's 188 when he's 0-1 in the count. He's a buck 73 when he's 1-2 in the count, and he's a buck 74 when he's 0-2 in the count. Now, unless Orlando Arcia can have better patience at the plate like he was having, if he keeps finding himself in these holes, He's going to become an automatic out, and that's what it's really been right now. I really want to get what you guys are feeling about Orlando Arcia. 855-830-8648. Assuming they're going to be buyers, is this a position you try to upgrade? Do you roll with Mauricio Dubon? Or is there someone on the trade market? There's one name I'm thinking of. We'll get to that in a minute. Let's go to John in Oak Creek. You're next up on the Bill Michaels Show.
Hey, good morning, Joe.
What's up?
Yeah. Regarding, for starters, Arcia, I would say have Dubon compete with him at that position. And if you're going to bring back Travis Shaw and then send Saladino back down, I would have Shaw maybe look at him at shortstop and then have him compete over there once he gets his bat going again. But my concern about the Brewers team is mostly it has to do with their relief bullpen, because that to me is where the real issue is. The position players are good. It's just that we need to upgrade that relief position. And I tell you what, we're gonna have to send Corbin Burns back down, and we're gonna have to bring back our best minor league pitchers on up to our to help out in the relief role, because I think that's the real issue. And if we could somehow trade and get that Joaquin Soria back, that guy was a key player. But the other thing I was going to mention is losing that Derek Johnson, the pitching coach that went down to Cincinnati, that was a huge loss for that pitching staff. Because
yep.
That guy did a great job with that pitching staff. And that is really what they're really missing. Now, I don't know how you can get him back, because we're one game away from the World Series, and to lose him right after being one game away, that one really hurts. But that is what I say. I would like to see the bullpen get upgraded the most.
Well, there's no question about it, John, and thanks for the call. There is no question that the bullpen is god-awful right now. We talked about it in the last hour. And you can always listen to the podcast, BillMichaelsSports.com. There's no question this bullpen is terrible. And it may not get better. This might just be what it is. Brewers have tried time and time again to hope and pray that some of these guys could actually fill the gap to some extent that Corey Knebel left behind, and it just hasn't happened. And they've gone through quite a few pitchers. There's quite a few pitchers sitting in AAA right now that have already gotten the opportunity to try to fill that void, and they haven't. Jacob Barnes, Taylor Williams. I'd say Alex Wilson should get another shot. I mean, why not? He's been pitching well in AAA. This guy's a veteran. He's had success. Maybe that's the guy you bring up in the short term while the Brewers are trying to find a way to make a trade for another reliever or two. That's the first thing I can think of. And I know John mentioned Travis Shaw playing shortstop. Sorry, no. I'm sorry, John, no. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Brian in Bayview. Brian, you're next up.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, this is I just tuned in, and this is like the first time anybody has been talking or mentioned Arcia. I work second shift, so I really don't get to see any of the games, and at this point, sometimes I don't care to watch any of the games. But the thing of it is that guy has been given so much rope. It's unbelievable. And I don't care how good your defense is. At this point, I'd rather have him come through more offensively. And, yeah, I understand. You know, I mean, even with Shaw, Aguilar, Thames, those guys weren't even given enough rope. And I understand that they're in a slump. And everybody keeps on harping about how good his defense is. And going back to the whole second shift, this is the first time hearing that from you that his defense hasn't been good this year. He reminds me of Carlos Gomez when he's at the plate. Swings at anything. You could throw Baez in there, too, from the Cubs. He swings at everything. And the whole last year, and then, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not going to wait to the Brewers, if the Brewers get in the playoffs, in hopes that he'll step up Arcia, because this is all of last year he was in a slump, and pretty much this year it sounds like. So I don't know who you get in there, but
well,
he would be the first.
Well,
on my list.
Well, thanks for the call. There is another option that you can go with. And it could be Hernan Perez. Anthony's pumping his fist over there. I like Hernan Perez, and I think the Brewers are damn lucky that he was able to clear waivers and not get picked up by another team. But is Hernan Perez really going to solve things at shortstop? Because the Brewers just tried this. And I don't know, maybe this time around it works. But when Travis Shaw was sitting on the bench because they were not man enough to put him up against lefties because they were afraid that he was going to be terrible against lefties, they put Hernan Perez in that situation in Travis Shaw's place. And Hernan Perez was just as bad. He couldn't hit. Every lefty he was facing, he couldn't hit. So what I like about Hernan Perez is the versatility. He is, to me, like a poor man's Ben Zobrist. He's always been that way. But Hernan Perez cannot be your everyday option at short. I'm sorry, he can't. He can't. Maybe in certain matchups, sure. But Hernan Perez, to me, cannot be the everyday option at short. Now, I was looking at shortstops right now in Major League Baseball, statistically, who are having good seasons that are a part of selling teams. And really, there aren't many guys to choose from. The one guy that does stand out, who could make an impact for the Brewers, who only has 5 errors on the season, veteran, his numbers are up, plays in the American League, on a selling team, is Freddie Galvis. I don't know what you guys think about Freddie Galvis. This is a guy that's under contract this season and does have a club option for next year. Veteran guy who played with the Phillies for all those years coming up. He was in their farm system. He's not having a bad year. And his contract isn't crazy either. That might be a guy the Brewers look to if they feel like Orlando Arcia isn't getting it done. And I feel like there might be a team out there, like the Blue Jays, for example. Maybe they want to take a chance on Orlando Arcia. I mean, they are rebuilding. They do have some young pieces. They have a very talented farm system that they're looking at. And I think a lot of those guys are going to play bigger roles down the road. You already see what Vlad Guerrero Jr. is doing there. Maybe they want to take on Orlando Arcia and do a simple swap, Galvis for Arcia. And then you can look at Mauricio Dubon as that successor at shortstop. That could be one option. If you're looking at a quick fix there, maybe Freddie Galvis is your guy. Another guy that I've been looking at is Tim Anderson of the Sox. The problem is with Tim Anderson, he's got significant control. There's like 5 years on this guy, and he's hitting the ball way better than Orlando Arcia. But defensively, he leads the major leagues in errors. He's got 16. So are you willing to take on more bad defense, but a better bat? That's the conundrum. And I don't know if the White Sox would give up Tim Anderson considering all the control that he has. There's a lot of things to think about here. All I'm saying is with Orlando Arcia, I am very skeptical about his future, of whether or not he's really the guy. Because the guy just, one minute he's consistent, the next minute he's swinging out of his shoes. Is Andy Haynes going to step in? What happened to that Orlando Arcia that we saw a month ago? There is so much to think about, but if the Brewers are serious about this, if they really do want to be buyers, maybe shortstop, that needs to be looked at. Just does. 855-830-8648. I'm Radio Joe Zanzola in for Bill today. We'll have more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the Bill Michaels Show. Radio Joe Zanzola with you. Coming up after the top of the hour, catch up with longtime television sportscaster in Milwaukee, Tom Pippins. Pip was one of my first mentors getting into this business. So look forward to catching up with Pip. We'll get his thoughts on the Brewers. We'll talk Packers. We'll talk Bucks. A whole bunch of stuff. Also, want to talk about the Giannis comments from just the other day. And he wins the MVP and says he's only at 60% of his potential. We'll get into that coming up in the next hour as well. Let's get back out to the phones. Jason and Slinger, you're next up on the Bill Michaels Show.
Hey, Joel, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, just a quick couple things with Arcia. One, you mentioned his splits in the box by count. Mm-hmm. I would be willing to bet that you could take Braun or Yelich or any player on the Brewers or any MLB team for that, and their splits are definitely going to be much higher, 3-0, 3-1, 2-1, 1-0, than they are when they're in behind counts. Now, I'm not saying they're hitting a buck 70, 0-2 like Arcia is, but you will see a significant drop-off from a 3-1, 2-0 count for any major league hitter compared to 0-2, 1-2. To that note, you mentioned Freddie Galvis. He's going to be 30. He's a career 248 hitter. If you look at Arcia's stats, he just turned 25. He's a career 248 hitter. So all we're doing is swapping out the same guy who's 5 years older. And the thing that a lot of Brewers fans forget that J.J. Hardy and Orlando Arcia both have in common, they both have fewer minor league at-bats than the guy who played in New York named Derek Jeter. So I understand fans are impatient. They want to win now and the onus to do so. But I'll tell you, we trade Arcia. It's going to end up just like Segura. He's going to end up thriving and being an all-star somewhere else. So
all right.
you ride out these bumps early in his first. I mean, really, this is his third full year at the most critical position defensively on the diamond.
Right.
You ride it out, it'll pay off.
Jason, I hear you, man. Fair enough. Thank you for the call. Tom Pippins is coming up next here on the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.